אני רוצה קודם לשאול קבוצת הונגריה. אתם יכולים מוכנים
I first want to ask the Hungary group if you're willing to give us a report? Or should we wait? You have it? So let's do it.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. It's a great privilege to add our sesame seed to the Weltkli. First, a short introduction. The Hungary group or 10 is 10 men. 7 or 8 of them are active every day. We attend the lessons, and also we have 2 Zoom meetings. We also have 2 women, not really a women group, but we still have 2 women who support us. The group represents Hungarian history, basically, because we are connecting from 4 different countries, 3 from Serbia, 1 from Slovakia, 1 from New Zealand, and the rest of the friends from Hungary. So it's mostly a virtual group. For 11 years now, basically all the lessons are translated live, including the evening lessons and the webinars. Most of the source articles are translated, including the introduction to the Zohar. We are translating Rav's Twitter every day. Now we have 3 friends who are doing simultaneous translation, and other friends are translating the blog as well. We are also successful on Facebook dissemination. There are tens of thousands of people following the Hungarian Kabbalah Facebook site, where we had some very successful courses on Zohar and on the spiritual meaning of the Jewish holidays. In terms of youth connection and what we can improve on, and we are really asking help from the Weltkli, we can definitely improve our integration with Europe and the other groups, although we have great support through Hungarian-speaking friends from Slovakia, Toronto, and the Carmel group. But we really would like to attend more the European Zoom meetings and the Friday evening to Thursday evening meetings. And although we have a fantastic passive following crowd in Hungary who is following us, we really would like to throw them into the groups now. And for that, we will have a new Kabbalah course for beginners and advanced students after the holidays. So we are asking for your help so we can succeed in those. But we are very excited to be on the same path with the rest of the world, progressing towards to these fantastic new states. So thank you very much. L'chaim b'nei baruch.
Hi.
And
so we will read from the writings of Baal HaSulam, from the preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, item 61. As always, you can ask questions on kab.tv. Relevant questions may be aired during the lesson. So item 61. Yet we should understand that since the 10 Sfirot of Nikudim and the Malv Ak were emanated and emerged from the Nikveh Naim of Rosh of Sag, they should have clothed the Sag from its Peh of Rosh and below, as with the other Parzufim, where each lower one clothes its upper one from the Peh of Rosh downward. Why was it not so? Why did they descend and clothe the place below the Tabur of Ak? To understand this, we must thoroughly understand how this association came about, when Bina and Malchut connected into one.
You ask, I will draw for the meantime, and you ask. Are there questions? Already? Yes?
What does he mean by Mav Ak?
Mav Ak can be the world of Nikudim. Mav Ak can be the upper Ma. It depends where he, to what context he's talking about.
And Ma Elyon comes out of Nikveh Naim?
No, Ma, the upper Ma emerges from the Pe of Rosh of Sag, where it went down to Tabor and did a Zivug on Bet Aleph. And from that, it became upper Ma, which stands from Chazev Sag to the Tabor. And after it emerges the upper bon on the aviut of Aleph Shorish. More?
So what happened here that's opposite? He says that each lower one clothes its upper one from the Pe'ah Vosh downward, and then it's not like that anymore. Why?
It doesn't emerge from the Rosh of the upper, but from the Nikve and Naim of the upper.
Why is it opposite? Why did it flip? All right, soon he'll explain. We'll understand better.
Well, what do you see from the diagram? What don't you see? The first Parsuf Dalet Dalet is called Galgalta. It spreads to Tabul. This is the empty space below Tabul. From Tabul to Siyum is the empty space, and therefore it purifies. After that it purifies. It comes to Pe of Galgalta, emerges down from Pe of Galgalta to Chazé of Galgalta, and that is where it builds its inner Ab from Chazé to Pe, the Rosh, and from the Chazé downwards, the Guf of Ab, of the next Partsuf, called Ab. Now, after this, after that, we get the next Partsuf, which is called, that's a Dalet Gimel, which emerges below Galgalta, from the Chazé to the Pe of Galgalta is where its Rosh stands. And I will do it like this. This is the Rosh from below upwards, and then its Guf from below, from above down. That's Ab, Dalet Gimel. It only reaches to Tabul, because below Tabul it's already the will to receive. The will to receive below Tabul. And then it also purifies. This Partsuf of Ab returns once back, goes down to the Chazé of Ab, and from the Chazé of Ab builds the Rosh of the next Partsuf, which is Sag, and the Guf of Sag. Because this Partsuf is the Partsuf of Bina, the Reshimot here are Gimel Bet, and there is here the illumination of Chochmah as well. In all of these Partsufim, in all these Partsufim, they have the light of Chochmah. I'll draw it in red this way. The light of Chochmah. Gimel. But when this Gimel purifies, meaning it ends the Partsuf in Tabur and begins to purify, that is when the Partsuf Nekudot of Sag begins to emerge. And Nekudot of Sag is Bet. Bet Aleph or Bet Bet, meaning Chasadim. And therefore those lights can spread below Tabur. This is all Chasadim. And they bestow this light of Chasadim to below Tabur of Ak. And by these chasadim, which bestow the force of bestowal, which enters more into the desires to receive, which are in the siyum of Ak, then by that also the force of reception awakens, the great force of reception called Pchina Dalet. And this force of reception which bestows, it influences all these Partsufim, and then it divides the Partsuf Nekudot of Sag to these two halves, as the Keter
Keter Chochma Bina
Chochma Bina Chesed, Gvura, and the upper third of Tiferet are all together called Galgalta, Keter Chochma Bina and Enaim, Chesed Gvura in the upper third of Tiferet, Galgalta and Enaim. You can see, yes? And this is the two-thirds, the lower two-thirds of Tiferet, Netzach Hod, Yesod, and Malchut. That's Achap, which this is Ozen, this is Chotem, and this is Peh. And that makes up altogether Achap. That's how the Partsuf of Nikudot of Sag got divided. As here it is Chasadim, and therefore this is the place of the world of Atzilut, and here is the empty place, the second restriction, Tzimtzum Bet. Hence this will later be Bia of separation. Clear? Thus far, questions? It's understood. Good. What not?
Is there an option that the chassadim will go down to...
The chassadim will go below Parsa?
Yes, is there an option to do that?
That is a questionable question. By prayer, it's possible to do. For the time being, no.
Only prayers or connection to?
According to the Kilim, because there are Kilim in which the light of Chasadim expands due to the Kilim. And it's possible to come to a state in which you draw the light of Chasadim even to Kilim that don't have in them an inclination towards Chasadim. But that's a matter of raising man already, which will be later. And also, by raising man, the light of Chasadim, although it comes below, it's already a matter of the, what we call the Tchum, the regions of Shabbat and as such. Whoever wants to correct has to rise above Parsa to the world of Atzilut.
About the Chasadim, they need to be created or they already exist?
Chasadim illuminate under the condition that the Kli does not want anything for itself.
So they don't exist in the upper worlds. You have to create them.
Let's say so. You're, well, yes. We need to create Chasadim. Okay? Let's go.
Item 62. The thing is that during the emergence of Partsuf Sag, it ended entirely above Tabur of the inner Ak, as has been explained concerning Partsuf Abovak. They could not spread from Tabur down, since the governance of Prinat Daled of the inner Ak begins there, in its 10th Sfirot of Siyum. And there is nothing of Prinat Daled whatsoever in Partsufim Ab and Sag. Yet, when Nekudot of Sag of Ak began to emerge, after the Masach of Sag, which is Prinat Daled of Aviyut, has been purified through the Bitush of Or Makif in it, and came to Prina Bet of Itlabshut and Prina Aleph of Aviyut,
which happens here, he's talking here about where Partsuf Sag began to purify from Gimel Bet to Bet Aleph. So in the middle it has only Bet Bet. Dalet Gimel Bet Aleph Shoresh of Bet of Itlabshut and Bet Aviyut, which is pure Sag. And
then the Tamim of Sag departed,
which is Gimel of Itlabshut.
Then the level of Nekudot emerged on the Aviyut that remained in the Masach in Vak without a Rosh.
Meaning truly pure light of Chasadim.
This is because the 10 Sfirot that emerge on Prina Aleph of Viyut are the level of Zeranpin, lacking Gar.
This speaks of this Rishimo that is being revealed in the end of the purification of the Masach.
Also, there is no Bina at the male level, which is Bina Bet of Itlapshut, but only nearly that. This is considered Vakov Bina.
Meaning we have here Aleph of Aviyut and Bet of Itlapshut, which is truly disassociated with vessels of reception.
Hence, this form of the level of Nekudot of Sag has been equalized with the tenth field of Siyum below Tabor of Ak.
As here too, the Kelim that are in the Siyum do not want to receive anything. And also these Kelim, which were created after the purification of Sag, do not want to receive anything. Therefore, they are similar to one another according to their nature.
Considered Vak without a Rosh too. It is known that equivalence of form unites the spirituals into one. Hence this level descended below the Tabu of Vak and mingled there with Zon of Vak, where they were as one, since they are of equal levels.
Meaning the Nekudot of Sag emerged downwards and intermingled with Nehi of Ak. Because these don't want to receive anything, and these don't want to receive anything. And?
Item 63. We might wonder at the fact that there is still a great difference between their with respect to Oviyut.
Meaning if the Kelim, certainly they're Kelim that are very different, but according to this, their state, they're very similar. Yes.
Since Nekudot of Sag come from Oviyut of Prina Bet and have nothing of Prina Dalet. And although they are at the level of Zeranpin, it is not like the level of Zeranpin below the Tabu of Ak, which is Zeranpin of Prina Dalet. Thus, there is a big difference between them.
Meaning, although there is a great difference between Prina Dalet and Prina Bet, it's truly vessels of Galgalta, and this is vessels of Zeranpin, of the world of Nikudim or Ma. Great differences, but according to the time being that these don't want to receive, and those don't want to receive, according to that discernment, they're similar. They're similar. Hence, they have the possibility to be together. There's no difference between them. There's no disparity of form that's operating between them. Even though they're in their nature, they're very different. But on the outside, they appear to be very much the same.
The answer is that the Oviyut is not apparent in the Partsuf during the clothing of the light, but only after the departure of the light.
If the light of Chassadim operates here and in the second one, this light of Chassadim equalizes between the two of them. It calms those down and brings them closer to one another. But if the light of Chassadim departed, the gap between them will be huge.
And so, when the Partsuf Nekudot of Sag appeared at the level of Zeranpin, descended and clothed at the level of Zon from Tabu of Ak downward, Prina Bet was mingled with Prina Dalet and caused Tzimtzum Bet. This created a new siyum at the place of Bina of Guf of that Partsuf, as well as prompted a change in the place of the Zivug, making it the Peh of Rosh instead of the Nikve Naim.
Questions? As if everything became clear all of a sudden, and that's it? Yes, Niv?
What's in the chassadim that enable desires that are different in their oviyut to be equalized in form?
The light in it fills the kli, and the kli takes on the quality of the light.
filling. That's it.
I fill milk in a big canister like this and a small little canister like this. This is meant for gasoline and that's meant for soup. But now I fill them with one filling, chasadim. These are chasadim and those are chasadim. There's a closeness between them. There's no difference. They can connect with one another because the filling equalizes between them. And while there's filling, it doesn't matter what. In spirituality, I'll tell you why it's so detrimental. The filling is considered, do you remember what filling is considered? Filling is called a masach and ol chozer, meaning in what we work with, in what we long for, yearn for, what we want, what we intend. That's called the filling. So it turns out that the filling in one and in the other, the yearning, that which I want to attain, is the same thing. That which Nehi of Ak and the Nekudot of Sag, they yearn for the same thing. It doesn't matter that he's great and he's small. Vessels of reception, vessels of bestowal. Prina dalet, prina bet, doesn't matter. Now they're yearning for the same thing. They're together.
And why does it not exist without chasadim?
Chasadim decide that there's closeness between them.
But why then, for instance, the kelim cannot without the chasadim?
The kelim without filling, kelim are desires to receive only. And in desires to receive, each one is on its own.
If they were filled with another light, I don't know.
There would be something else.
I'm trying to understand what's the...
Because the light of chasadim is a light of bestowal. It doesn't want anything for itself, just to bestow. Also in one and also in the other. Even though that one wants to bestow Nehi of Ak, what? It doesn't want to receive anything, to even think of reception. Upon all of the light of Insof, it doesn't want. And it only in a little. In as much as possible to bestow to Zeranpin. Somewhat. But there's a closeness between them. This is big, this is small, but with the same path, the same nature. The light that fills the Kli gives the Kli its qualities. It doesn't matter how you learn the world of Nikudim, that they come down, or they. But in general, the essence, the light that fills the Kli, defines its nature. After all, we are all the will to receive. All the kelim are the will to receive. There's nothing but that. And who decides their correction? The measure of light that fills the kli.
And why the two who want the same thing, I don't know, let's say two like soccer, they have such a connection like with chasadim?
There's certainly a closeness between them. But not light that corrects them, that maintains them, sustains them, that brings them close truly, above themselves. This is a light of bestowal in one and in the other, which brings them closer to do an act of bestowal in a common manner.
But he too writes that there are different flavors in every act of bestowal. The prina bet that has chasadim, prina dalet that has chasadim, it's not the same flavor, it's not the same bestowal.
Not the same one, but there's a closeness between them, as one can go down and clothe the other. It doesn't bother one another. The light of Nekudot of Sag can go down below Tabu, because there's already correction there of the Chasadim in Nehi Avak. As Nehi Avak don't want to receive anything, and Nekudot of Sag also, and therefore they can be together. There's a closening, a proximity between these Pelsfim.
So this proximity is enabled because none of them wants to receive anything? That's why they can equalize?
Yes, relative to their nature at the moment. Later, other corrections will come, and they will behave completely different. Okay, let's go. Who's there? Santiago.
Shomim? Lo shomim.
Do we hear? We don't hear. We can't hear. Tell him. We can't hear you, Santiago.
Cannot hear you, Santiago.
Ain shila. Eifshar lishol.
No question. We can't ask. Next. So we have Tveria. Tiberius wasn't yet today. Good morning.
Good morning, Rav. We are all together with the world clean. And the question is whether all the work is in the Tabor, and what is the Tabor?
Tabor is the place to the extent in which the light of Chokhmah can go down to, and below Tabor, only Chassadim can appear. And we had also a group. Again, they're hiding the groups with the questions. Jerusalem. Jerusalem.
Yes, 1, 2, 3. Can you hear? Okay.
Yes.
So the question is, following what you just explained about the fulfillment that brings the vessels closer, so it's similar to what Rabash writes in the social article, that if the friends are close in their views, is that the same idea of the light of, that light of Chassadim?
Yes, closeness can only be according to the light of Chassadim. Implementation can also be according to the light of Chokhmah. Other group with questions there was, I think? Santiago and Jerusalem, and that's it, yes? Good. Okay. Let's go.
Item 64. Thus you find that the source of the association of Malchut in Bina, called Tzimtzum Bet, occurred only below the Tabur of Ak by the expansion of Partzuf Nekudot of Sag there. Hence, this level of 10 Sfirot of Nikudim, which comes from Tzimtzum Bet, could not spread above Tabur of Ak, since no force or ruling can appear above its source. And since the place where Tzimtzum Bet was created was from Tabur down, the level of Nikudim had to expand there as well.
Barur?
Clear? Again.
Again. Thus you find that the source of the association of Malchut in Bina, called Tzimtzum Bet, occurred only below the Tabur of Ak, by the expansion of Partzuf Nekudot of Sag there. Hence, this level of 10 Sfirot of Nikudim, which comes from Tzimtzum Bet, could not spread above the Tabur of Ak, since no force or ruling can appear above its source. And since the place where Tzimtzum Bet was created from was from Tabur down, the level of Nikudim had to expand there as well.
So in short, Nekudot of Sag expanded below Tabur. They intermingled with Nehiyaf Ak. By that, they caused the creation of a special place where the world of Nikudim could expand there. Why? Because the world of Nikudim has the sharing of Bina and Malchut. And this co-sharing of Bina and Malchut can happen from Tabur of Ak to the Siyum of Ak, and that's why over there this level of Nikudim can spread. What's special about these Nikudim? That the sharing of Bet and Dalet.
No.
Is that clear? Well,
a A few questions. First of all, in the text, in item 62, he writes that...
From what we read right now, first of all, to go with everyone.
Not to ask about the items we already read?
What we just read right now. Later, it could be something else.
It's the same thing, but okay. So he says that it can only start from his source of emanation. What is that?
When it emerged, where the zivug occurred.
But it didn't happen in the tabu. Why does it make a zivug in the tabu? He writes that the nekudot of sag spread below the tabu, and then it cannot emerge.
Above the tabu, because there's no sharing there yet of bet and dalet.
In his words, he says there's no power ruling that can appear above its source.
So I'm telling you, Bet and Dalet connect only below Tabu Ravak.
I'm just trying to understand.
I don't want to talk about this anymore. The way you spin things, I can't tolerate them. Accept it as it is. It's a fact. Now, by Bet and Dalet connecting below Tabu, they build by that new conditions that can be there, both Bina and Malchut together, in all kinds of combinations. It can only be from Tabu downwards. Yes.
I'm just asking because he writes certain things. I'm asking according to what he writes.
What does he write?
He wrote before that the process begins only at the end of the purification. You draw it as five lines, as if it happens during the purification.
Yes, of course it's the end of the purification, but so that you will see that the moment the Nekudot of Sag began to emerge, they can start spreading below Tabu. And because Prina Gimel disappears. Yes? Find it. Look in the sources and you'll see. Yes?
Why the association of Bina and Malchut creates the Tzimtzum?
There's no Tzimtzum yet. For the time being, it's still the sharing. He didn't talk about the restriction yet.
He talks about Tzimtzum Bet.
Where?
In 64.
Ken, no, as much.
That you find that.
Yes. Well, so. There's a certain sharing, and one of the results of this sharing of Bet and Dalet is that there is Tzimtzum Bet, the second restriction. Yes?
So I'm asking why the association between them creates the Tzimtzum.
Because Pchina Dalet rules, controls over Pchina Bet. But there is between them all kinds of other forms of cooperation. Specifically, by the sharing of Bina and Malchut, you have the correction of all of reality. This is where the restriction occurs. What's the restriction? That Pchina Dalet rules, controls. Pchina Bet, certainly it is more powerful. And therefore, that area where Pchina Dalet is closed for lights. The light of Hasadim can expand there. The problem is the light of Chokhmah. Yes?
So when it says in the drawing, it says empty over for all this,
in the
over this
drawing.
Whole area. What is empty? Empty
yes.
Of what?
This is empty of the light of Chokhmah. This is talking about the Kelim of Nehi of Ak. That there is the will to receive here, the desire to receive.
Right, but in all this area, are there chasadim?
Chasadim, yes.
So what exactly the Tzimtzum is about?
Restriction wasn't on chasadim. Restriction is on the light of Chokhmah.
Second restriction is over Chokhmah?
The second restriction, restrictions in general are upon the will to receive. So the first restriction is called that I do not receive in order to receive, but I can receive in order to bestow. According to the fact that I have a masach in order to bestow, I can receive. The second restriction says that I don't have a desire with a masach in order to bestow. I only have a desire that is protected by a masach to bestow in order to bestow. And therefore, I cannot receive the light of Chochmah in order to bestow, only the light of Chasadim.
So, this reality is only in light of Chasadim, no Chochmah there at all.
There isn't. There is the illumination of Chochmah. We will learn later how it awakens. The light of Chochmah is not below the Tabur. There is no light of Chochmah. Until the end of correction, there is no light of Chochmah, only a small illumination of Chochmah, what we call light. But it's, in truth, not the light of Chochmah. Okay? What? Well, Itzik.
Maybe there we talked about it and I missed it, but if Galgalta went down and there was only Chasadim below the Tabu, what Chasadim Nekudot add there?
There's all sorts of forms of Chasadim. Just like in Chochmah, you have all kinds of flavors of Chasadim there. But Chasadim below, which Chasadim here of the will to receive, and Chasadim.
What's
these Chasadim are the ones that do not want to receive. They're rejecting the light of Chochmah because they cannot receive it in order to bestow. And therefore they have rejection towards the light of Chochmah. They want to remain in bestowal. And to be in bestowal, it's called Chasadim.
And Chasadim of Nekudot of Sag?
Those are different Chasadim. That's Chasadim of Bina. This is Chasadim from rejection. There are many. Altogether, there's the light of Chochmah and the light of Chasadim. Altogether, there's just only one light. But all these different shades. But so the Chasadim that we have in Neiv Akir is that I do not want to receive. I don't want to receive because it will be receiving for myself in order to receive. Therefore, I reject myself in every possible way, and that's why in me, Chasadim spreads in me. In general, it spreads from below upwards. Meaning, I'm not drawing the light of Chasadim. But by rejecting reception, I am filled with this light. There are many forms of light. Also Chasadim and also Chochmah. Okay? Good. So, well, Niv, but quickly.
Why Tzimtzum Bet was enabled and there was no shattering there?
How could there be a shattering? There's no vessels of reception here.
But Bina went down to Malchut there and awakened the vessels of reception, Nehiyavak.
Kelim went down with the filling of Chasadim below Tabur. They're like the Kelim below Tabur of Gagalda. They intermingle there. Because they have the same light, the same filling, the same nature. The light that fills the Kli gives the Kli its nature. That's it. Now, if it gives its nature to it, then they start to mix. Like two fluids that one enters the other. Two liquids. And then there's no problem between them, only what is the problem? This is incorporated in this, and this is incorporated in that. By the he of being illuminated in the Yavak, then what intermingles is that they awaken to bestow to them their Pchinah Dalet. And then out of that, Nekudot of Sag are restricted. It doesn't influence them that they will receive. These are qualities of Bina. Pchinah Dalet can't breach those qualities. They just restrict them. So Nekudot of Sag are there seeing in what they can bestow is only in their Kelim Kachab Chabad.
Why was there no breach of Tzimtzum Aleph there? Why was there no reception?
None of them wanted to receive in order to receive. How could it be?
Vessels that awakened, they want to receive.
Which?
Nehi Ovak, the vessels of Dalet.
That's a question. They want. Who's limiting them? That's already a different question. Who makes here from these kelim of... In these kelim, who does the restriction here? You're asking. That needs to be scrutinized. Pchinah Dalet, which rises, as just as here it is drawn, the Pchina Dalet rises to Pchina Bet and limits it. What kind of feeling of desires is there between them? One operates till Pchina Dalet and the second till Pchina Bet. Meaning, Pchina Dalet, what does it say to Pchina Bet? I am capable of being in bestowal upon all the desires to receive, and you? And from that, Pchina Bet feels that Pchina Dalet is influencing her and awakens in her the will to receive. And then she restricts herself. Do you feel her?
So Bina restricts herself because she received what? Impression from Pchina Dalet?
There is in Bina Galgalta in Enaim, and there is in Bina Achap. And then she feels, the Bina feels that in her Achap she cannot bestow. She can't bestow. So if she can't bestow in her Achap, she restricts herself. She restricts it.
How does she keep the control? How can she restrict? How does she not go for...
What you're asking is, let's say the vessels of bestowal now feel that in them rises a desire to receive because they need kelim. So how do they, in that desire to receive that rises in them, how are they not capable of moving to receive in order to receive, but rather just restrict those kelim?
Right.
Because they're in bestowal. They're in the desire to bestow. They are filled with the desire to bestow with the light of Bina. They are filled with the light of Bina. So there's many questions here. So the light of Bina, is it, can it always protect the desire to receive or not? Yes, well, that depends on where it comes from above Pelsa, below Pelsa. Below Pelsa, you see, the light of Bina cannot bestow anything. Other than that, it helps those kelim to protect themselves. It protects those kelim only through the Pelsa, only by the Pelsa. Maybe I'm missing words here. To enter your sensitivity into it. There's the beginning of the sharing here between Bina and Malchut, which, as Malchut begins to awaken Bina, she begins to differentiate in Bina the vessels of bestowal and the vessels of reception. Because Galgalta in Enaim, which we have, Galgalta in Enaim that we have in Bina, are true vessels of bestowal. And the Achap in Bina are vessels of reception of Bina, but these vessels of reception are not... It's not that they want to receive for the sake of themselves. These are kilim in which Bina receives in order to bestow to the lower one. By that she begat Zeranpin. Therefore, the moment Pchina Dalet feels here, in the end of Gilgalta, Pchina Dalet feels that she's awakening. So here comes the question, in what manner does she restrict Bina? By Bina feeling that her vessels of reception are not allowed to be received from above through all the Patsavim and to give to Pchina Dalet. She's not allowed to do this. She needs to restrict herself. Therefore, she restricts. These actions always go through Malchut of Ein Sof and upon the whole series of Patsavim. And the restriction here is a restriction that I won't be able to bestow. Nehi of Nekudot of Sag now cannot bestow. The whole of Nekudot of Sag is the Pratsuf of bestowal, but here only in a small part of it. And when he goes through his all Pratsuf to bestow, it shatters. Because it mixes with such kelim that it has no possibility to bestow upon. And by that, he already comes to the shattering. But from the shattering, when these vessels enter those, we can correct them so that it would have the possibility to bestow. It receives additional desires from Malchut, and those kelim of Binah receive the desires from the Malchut with the great lights, and that helps them correct to the extent in which the light will truly come to the end of Gargalta. Yes.
But why doesn't she get confused thinking that she can receive in order to bestow?
She does that. That's exactly what happens later in the world of Nikudim. In the Gadlut of the world of Nikudim, that's what leads to the shattering. But there's no kelims as such yet here. Those kelim are not here yet. Here there's only Prina Dalet, which influences Prina Bet and causes the restriction of Prina Bet. A restriction, but she can't cause Prina Bet to receive, because Prina Bet isn't even meant to receive.
That clarifies the question even more, that she restricts the vessels of Achab of Binah, then these vessels, so to speak, awaken a different kind of calculation in Binah, so she does think she can receive, and that causes the shattering.
Because she receives new Rishimot, Dalet Gimel from Galgalta. It's not the Rishimot Dalet that awakens by the Chasadim, but the Rishimot of Dalet Gimel, which are the Rishimot from Galgalta. We will get to the shattering, and we'll talk about that there. Okay? What are our plans? Well, there's none. Dudi, you're not telling anything to us? What, is this day important? What, in the afternoon?
We have a noon lesson.
Yes, we have an evening and afternoon lesson. We have a plan. We have materials for that. And then, very good. Try once again to think how it's not a matter of awakening Europe. It's a matter of our work, where we are building our expansion in order to later receive the contraction, and then from that one breath we will feel what it means to acquire spiritual vessels. So don't think that you're going to correct Europe. You're going to correct yourself. Okay.
Can you perhaps direct us exactly? We have a tens meetings today. A lot of tens are meetings. Can you direct us to what do we engage in?
How we are caring for Europe. How are we sorting, arranging, stabilizing the European 10, the general 10, so it will be ready for the common meeting, for the convention, for the importance that's in it, so that by that we truly come close to true correction. As in this act of expansion and contraction, we come to the first act of life, of vitality. Yes, Alex.
Time to speak about the Congress.
Yes.
Any questions? Okay, so we are starting now.
Yes.
The telemarketing in a few countries. And also studio from the studio broadcast. To bring as many as friends to the Congress. So the first question is, what should be the percentage of friends to bring to the Congress? At the moment, we have around 40% of the friends in the group coming to the Congress. What should be the percentage to have a strong impact?
From all the groups of Europe, what percentage? Only 40% are coming to the convention? Yes? Now? Meaning altogether, what we have in Europe is 700, 800 friends?
800, 900 friends. And now we have 359 registered. So what's the goal of the telemarketing? So we know how many we need to bring.
I don't know. I think that whoever comes to the convention will feel what it means to be together. He'll feel what it means to be in a European 10. How he can, where the kli through which he reveals spirituality is. I want for them to understand that we are giving them an opportunity to connect between them. So that in this kli, in this connection between them, they will discover spirituality. This is an opportunity to reveal the Creator. And whoever doesn't come to it, he's missing that opportunity. I don't know what will be in another year, let's say. If we will repeat this, if it will be possible to do a convention, if I will be alive, if you will want, if there will be a crisis in Europe, where everything is already impossible for us to be able to do anything. Who knows? Right now, the Creator has arranged for us an opportunity. So why not do it? I don't understand why half the people, even less than half of them, are only showing a willingness for this. This is a problem in what? Financial? A problem with importance in what? Let them answer why they don't want to come to the convention.
Yeah, we'll find out during the...
That's it. Did you study that? Do you know why? Can you give me a list of names of people, a full, and then what part of them is coming? Those that are not coming, why they're not coming?
That we will do during the marketing.
Try. Right, that my wife is not letting me go. Before that it was the mother, now it's the wife. Yeah. They're not letting me go.
I only know my young group. I don't even know the friends who are there in Germany. How important is it for me to come to the Congress physically?
Very important. It's more important than him connecting in his ten, in his small little ten. Let's say he has a small ten. I'm also not sure where what he found there. But let's say he has a ten, a physical small ten, in some place in Germany. Why does he need to come to the Big Ten? Because that is called expansion. And after that comes the contraction. And by that we breathe. We acquire new kelim and enter them inwards. We acquire new kelim and enter inwards. We go to hunt in a field that the Creator has blessed. And we return home to our tent. Once again we emerge and then again by this, specifically by this, we connect and connect and connect the kelim to our ten, of course. But in our ten already were all the kelim that I hunted. How should we say I hunted them or collected them in the field and brought them home. This is a matter of the work of Esau and Jacob and the difference between them in this hunting.
Question from a veteran student. I've been to many congresses. I practically know all the friends in Europe. But there we will build the one European group, which will have impact on the fate of Europe.
That's the goal of the convention, and this must be the general, main, essential topic of all the lessons, that the building of the European United Group, yes, its importance, in what way it needs to be, how we need to feel all these friends, specifically because they're distant. The Creator created it in such a way. It's not that I'm complaining. I understand this is all for the sake of the correction.
To be physically in the Congress, can I still be part of this one European group which we build there?
As many people as can. I have a 10. The whole 10 is not coming to the convention. Can I leave this 10 and go to the convention? Yes, you must. Leave your 10 and come to the convention.
Okay, so we
more?
We have more questions, but we ask all the groups in Europe to cooperate with us. You know the email address. And to send us special cases, special, I don't know, friends who have some problems which we can help, contact. Please send us also the statistics from your group so that we have more exact data and know where to work stronger, where to push stronger, where to motivate stronger. And announcement. Today we have the European board meeting at 5 o'clock. Today we have in the evening, yes, here's the email address. In the evening we have the European Yeshivat Haverim. And tomorrow evening, I hope we have some slides, I'm not sure. Tomorrow evening, the Italian and German groups are inviting the whole of Europe, and each one wants to join, to a social dinner. It will be very exciting, with music, with reports, very inspiring, we promise you. L'chaim.
L'chaim.
L'chaim. Nice.
And we will read a final announcement, the weekly portion lesson with Rav Lightman. This is the weekly portion lesson today, 1:30 p.m. Israel time. And let's sing a song.
המקום עליו אנו דורכים, האוויר שאנו נושמים, עם ריחות ילדות וחברים, הבית עם השירים. כך גדלנו עם להבת הנר שעדיין בוערת בפנים, מניעה אותנו אלפי שנים מעל גלי החיים.
אפתח כחודו של מחט, אני אפתח כפתחו של אולם. את הברית הזאת ביחד נממש עם כל העולם. ניתן לאור לחדור אל חדרי הלב, למעוף של בוקר יום. הנה ביונה לבנה ימלא בפי המרקד שלום.